This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The battle is on for November's elections, and abortion is set to compete for center stage. Planned Parenthood has a $20 million war chest, and much of that money from tax subsidies. Their campaign is designed to put abortion-friendly senators to work from Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Speaking of Wisconsin, they are targeting Governor Scott Walker because of his support for a ban on late-term abortions there. They have, however, largely given up on abortion friends in Missouri and North Dakota, Senators Claire McCaskill and Heidi Heitkamp. A growing U.S. pro-life sentiment means that this is a pivotal year to support pro-life candidates. Polling after the 2016 election showed nearly half of all voters said abortion affected their vote. This is Life News Radio.
The life issue needs you. When you take the time to make a well-informed stand, you may be surprised how many details come to life and how you become willing to naturally share that information in simple conversations. One of the best places to get started is probably your local church community. Follow the news and keep listening to this station. Think through your position on the life issue. Make a stand and get ready to be part of a culture of life.
The lawsuits against the undercover investigators that released video showing abortion providers marketing human specimens from abortion is taking another turn. Despite strong allegations of impropriety in the case, Judge William Orrick has refused requests to recuse himself because of his connection to abortion providers. He and others have just over a week now to respond to higher court demands for either Orrick's removal from the case or major corrections. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.